Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hey, everybody out there. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. I'm happy to be here. I kissed a man with a mustache last week and I didn't like it. Zach, how are you?
You should have 69. That way you would know.
We did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
But the after 69 kiss didn't really sell you?
No. No.
Did you straighten out or did you just one of you rise and you kissed like in the first Spider-Man movie?
Well, he was really tall, so I had to do a lot of like moving around.
He's just holding you, you know? Like an Amazonian.
Yeah, yeah. Because if
you had him up for a tombstone?
If I wanted to go real 69, I would have just been kissing his belly button. So I had to kind of scoot around a bit. Yeah, it was bad news bears. He was also a bear.
Yep. That'll do it.
JK. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, fun little weekend in Saratoga Springs.
Oh!
Sparsely attended.
Yeah?
But very good shows nonetheless. Great
I love
crowds.
That venue. I love the seating. I like it. It's a good spot.
Had a nice day of comic book stores and record shops.
Yes.
With Alex Tomaselli. He drove me around.
I love it.
He was
your opener?
He drove
you up? Nice.
If me and Alex were a couple,
yes.
We had the most lovely day ever.
Like, I love that.
That's people don't realize how much of comedy is just two dudes having a lovely day together.
Yes.
And then going on stage for 45 minutes.
That is my favorite part of the road, bringing a pal, hanging out, getting into adventures, you know.
Yeah, we just went different places and got high, took them out for hot dogs. It was a great day.
Amazing.
That does sound very fun and cute.
I love that. Saratoga Springs Mall got this nice little Casio. Never forget. Love it. My favorite watch I've ever had.
Where is Saratoga Springs? Is that in Florida? It sounds like it's
No, it's like 3 hours north in upstate New York.
Yes. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Shout out that club.
Comedy Works.
Yes, Comedy Works, Saratoga Springs. Speaking of gigs, December 3rd. I'm filming my first special, The Cutting Room, two shows, 7 and 9:30, ianfinance.com for tickets. Going to be a fucking blast. Come on out. I'm so happy. I'm very excited. It's going to be a real good
time. Have you decided what you're going to wear yet?
I'm in between two little outfits.
Elvis and a ballerina.
I was thinking about going on stage as Elvis and ripping my Elvis costume off, but I've heard it's been done before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kaufman, fucking Hicks did it. Didn't Kinison do it? Isn't that how Dice started?
Jim Carrey did Elvis on his first taping.
Yep. I mean,
part of the greats.
I should get up there. I think I should. Oh.
Listen, nothing would make us happier for you to join Sam Kinison, Andy Kaufman, and Bill Hicks.
He's up there in the sky.
6 feet under. Yeah. No, I'm very excited, and tickets are over half sold out. It's a month out. I'm pumped, so I'm pushing them still. I want to pack it out, sell it out, and I'm excited, man.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you. Yeah, and we have a wonderful guest today.
Absolutely, one of my favorites.
Yes, hi. Tristan Bowling.
Hey, gang.
A comic to watch, contestant on New York's Funniest.
Yeah.
Gonna kill it Friday night. 11 o'clock at the Stand.
Unwrapped, I think it's like, I think 8 maybe, but I don't know.
Oh, there's an unwrapped, it's
unwrapped and wrapped, two shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the comics to watch, yeah.
No shit. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, that's great. And it's at the Stand?
Yeah, it's at the Stand Comedy Club.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You're going to crush it. Good
it's
for you.
It's going to be fun.
Dude, you moved here like 2 days ago.
Yeah, no, yeah, a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah, less than a year in.
Look at you. New York City. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's exciting, but I'm gay. It's fine. I'm not.
Why don't you move over here, buddy?
Seat's free.
Oh, yeah, we got Elvis in the building, mama.
Oh, you can call me Priscilla any day, sugar lips.
Oh, hey, I hope you're 11.
Yeah, well, add two, maybe.
Speaking of 11, I was creeping on Millie Bobby Brown's Instagram the other day. How old is she?
She's a Fortnite character now.
You can
get her in Fortnite.
How old is she?
She's got to be 18 by now.
She's more than that, right?
She's 19.
Oh, boom. Crap. Still young. Boop. She's got an acne issue. Poor gal.
Really? I haven't made it past those big British honkers.
Does she have honkers?
Did they have to keep taping down because she's supposed to be
traveling
on the show? Dude, you can see when the show starts, when they've got her in like the deprivation tank, she's got one outfit on, and then as the show progresses, you can tell she really fucking grew some fucking hangers.
Whoa.
And you see them just fucking, they're really taping them down on her.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, they just got to bury those titties along with whatever Drake sent her.
Yeah, true, God. Dude. Yeah, that was
Drake the Elvis to her Priscilla?
Honestly, kind of, yeah.
She said in an interview that he texts her like something like all the time.
Oh, they're buds.
And then I think that had to get put on the, you know.
Kibosh.
The kibosh.
Yeah. Now, was he doing anything inappropriate? Was he watching out for a fellow child TV star to make sure they didn't get taken advantage of?
Yeah.
Or was he, let's be honest, putting a pin in it?
He was risen up a lot.
Alex,
some people call it grooming.
Yeah.
I say
planning for the future.
He's putting a pin in it, going, hey, this isn't okay now, but
this is the lucrative investment in the future.
He planted a seed.
Finding the starfish of tomorrow today.
Yeah. And he knows she's going to be famous. It could be a big deal one day.
Alex, what's your take?
You know, well, it's a tough one because, like, when I was younger, I feel like young girls have, like, a thing for Drake. So it's probably, like, putting her in a weird position. And, like, it is more than likely that as she gets older, she would fuck him if he were interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at the same time, if there's nothing inappropriate in the messages, I don't know. You can't just assume, you know?
Yeah, you can't think of the worst of Drake.
I'm looking for the messages right now to see if we
Oh my God, are there Drake screenshots?
Yeah, I don't think they're screenshots. No. I think it's more that she said in an interview that they were friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm finding is
I'm just saying,
their response to the like outrage about it.
Oh yeah, what'd she say?
She posted something saying, "Why you got to make a lovely friendship your headline? You guys are weird for real. I'm lucky to have people in the business extend their time to help me further my career and offer their wisdom and guidance. I'm very blessed to have amazing people in my life. You don't get to choose that for me. It's nice to have people understand what I do. Now get back to talking about real problems in this world other than my friendships. Jeez."
Yeah.
Good for her.
Got her.
Good
Got
for
her.
Her.
So what?
Yeah, maybe
so
Drake,
what if
you're
Drake,
right. He was a child star. Yeah. So what if Drake
So what if he what if he likes his Eggos a little too quick out of the toast? You burn your hands a little sometimes.
Yeah.
They're delicious, golden brown.
Yeah, I want to see your nose bleed. No blood coming from anywhere else. Though.
We're friends, but once you turn the age of your character plus that character name again, then we can talk.
Are you
I believe the rule, and this is obviously after a certain age, is it's okay to bang a chick if she's half your age plus 7.
All right, wait, what's that?
It's after a certain age, because obviously
boop, time to go to my phone, because when I try to do math in my head, things get jumbled.
Plus 2? So there's a 14-year-old starlet out there for me? Waiting?
No, plus 7.
Oh, plus 7. Damn.
Oh.
I don't like these new rules that you made up. I thought it was plus 2.
Alex, did I make that up?
No.
I feel like that's a rule I've heard in the past.
I think it's 7, yeah.
So I'm 36, so that would be 19 plus 26 would be really me, the youngest I should go.
Yeah.
I think that sounds acceptable.
This actually comes from a love manual written in 1901.
That's where I got
Damn.
It from.
We should also follow other ideas from 1901 with women.
Yeah. I do about race. Yeah. So why should I make it about women? Yeah.
And they should also not talk. And they should also blah, blah, blah. Actually, that's interesting because I feel like in 1901, there were people marrying like 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that that is their idea of.
Yeah, it's like, do you not want, does a lady not fancy you? Hit her in the head with a log.
Oh, dude. I stayed in, you should do the Port Comedy Club in Baltimore. It fucking rips, dude. Great spot, great people. They put you up in a hotel across the street, haunted hotel.
Spooky.
Every.
That's all of Baltimore.
Every. every.
This is a haunted McDonald's, technically.
The haunted McDonald's on West 4th Street.
Next to the haunted smoke shop. It's just a ghost tour of someone going in like, why are we in this bodega? And just being like, you see that brown stain that's been
You're
there?
You're very cute because I don't think you know what spooky means.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, Zach!
Took me
like,
a second.
Zach looks like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
So every room has a different name of like a famous Baltimorean.
Uh-huh.
And mine was the Harper room. And it said like two lines about this guy Harper and the rest of it was about his wife whose beauty was known through three towns over. And it just kept going on about her beauty and her young age. And I'm like, oh, this guy married a whore.
Yeah. Or the hottest, youngest chick.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how good a piece of pussy that you have is that it's
three
written about
over.
Three towns over?
Yeah, yeah. To you, for you to be famous because of how hot and
that
young
should be called the Pete Davidson room, to be fair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'd love to make eye contact with his penis.
That'd be crazy.
Let me see if I took a picture of this.
Do you think it would blink? Yeah. Wink, wink, wink.
Do you think the eye is really sunken in?
Who's that?
Looks tired all the time.
Who? Yeah. Who after his who's when would you like to sniff his penis more? After which gal?
Oh, I understand the question now.
Ariana.
I'd say
Grande.
Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Zach? I like
Larry David's daughter.
Is she hot?
I don't know, but
is
that's
that
the one
who
I'm
he's with now?
No, he was with her years ago.
I can't find the room.
I mean, it's gotta be Kim Kardashian. How do you not wanna take a sniff of that butt?
I want to sniff that butt.
I think Ariana Grande is hotter, I think, than Kim Kardashian. Oh, that's Larry David's daughter?
You should.
God bless America.
You should get a little smell of her pussy on your finger and just go up to Larry and you're like, hey, smell this. It's like, boom, boom, boom.
You're fucking her from behind and it goes in her butt.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. She has the look like,
because the black guy in the corner, you're crazy, Mr. David.
Man, you crazy as fucking Larry David's daughter in a booty hole.
You flip in a booty hole. You know you did that on purpose.
You, Mr. David gonna hear about this.
You crazy, Mr. Eden Finance.
You crazy. Can't be flicking your dick willy-nilly.
Can't be sticking that willy in her nilly.
Yeah, you fucking Jewish girl on the butt. You gotta marry that bitch.
This man made Seinfeld. Respect him.
Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's our good friends at Manscaped, the leader in below the belt grooming all over the world. They have the new Platinum Package 4.0, which I'll be honest with you, it's the perfect gift for anyone you know with genitals. They have an amazing buzzer. This thing, the lawnmower, it does the job, and it's got nick-proof technology, so it's safe on your skin. It's got an LED light on it, so you can use it in the dark if you need to, and it's waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. They also have lotions. They have colognes. They have underwear. They have everything. They actually have shears for your nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file. They also have stuff for your nose hair. I mean, this is simply one of the best products in the world for keeping a trim below the belt. Today, I want you to go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BYGUYS, B-I-G-U-Y-S, and you're going to get 20% off with free shipping. One more time, guys, that's manscaped.com, promo code BYGUYS for 20% off with free shipping. Give a great gift to the person you love and have them have beautiful balls. Let's get back into the show.
I've been watching Seinfeld lately. Also, I stayed up way too late last night. I rented Cliffhanger at 5:30 in the morning. It's like, this is a good time to watch.
I rented something way too late last night, too.
What'd you rent?
Chris D'Elia's new special.
No.
Yeah.
Well, is it?
No rent. I bought it, so.
No.
Yeah, you have to.
Giving money to the bad man.
I mean.
Look at you. Take away his comics to watch. We know what we're watching. You want a list, pal.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But I'll send you guys the code later.
Okay. You could say you bought it so that you could learn how not to act. Mm-hmm. As a young comedian.
Also that.
It's a warning.
Also that. It was I watched it as a tale of woe.
Can you put the trailer on? Is it good?
I got like 15 minutes through it, then I'm like, I gotta wake up for work tomorrow. I can't
Can we watch your trailer?
I can't be like fucking sleepy being a lunch lady and shit.
Look at you buying Chris D'Elia special and then getting bored with things after they're 15 in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Zach. That is just Jesus Christ, Zach.
Dude, the whole special is like him trying to distract from his shit. It's so funny. He starts off, he's like, "So I got canceled."
Oh, really?
First words.
Wow.
And then he's like,
"Does he address it?"
Yeah, he's like, "Some things you read are true, some are not. But let me tell you, I'm trying to be better."
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Then what are we supposed to hold this poor guy to the coals for the rest of his goddamn career?
Mm.
He likes the stiff of the young. What are you? When the one girl said she was under 18 and he went, "Whoa, sorry," and backed off.
Oh, did he do that?
Yes, he did. Doesn't Angel. Get credit for that.
Angel, Saint D'Elia, pray to him.
Pray to him.
Do you have a trailer?
Oh, here we go.
I got canceled. My son has cried every single day for 3 years. And it's crazy because over the last 3 years, I've cried every single day. For different reasons, you know? He's like, "I'm hungry." I'm like, "I want my fucking career back, asshole." Doing all this therapy, she said to me, "Well, that's no surprise you're a comedian." And I said, "What do you mean? I know you think you like to do stand-up because you like to make people laugh. When people laugh, that means that they accept you. You need that." And that's when I was like, "You're a fucking bitch. I'm just a guy and I'm just trying to do better, okay? They don't want you to change, that's the truth." I got back on stage and people were just like, "What the fuck are you, oh, but I typed so fucking hard."
Well, that's that. I don't know, it's not for us, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
it was so good we gained a black guy.
Our daylight savings time just showed up.
Is it Thursday already?
Yeah, we all hated that so much we grew a frowning black man.
Napoleon Emile, hello.
What's going on, bro?
What's up, dog?
What's up, buddy?
Great to see you, pal.
How are you? Thanks for coming.
Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it very much.
Question. I saw a guy walking today with his New York Marathon medal around his neck a
Kill
day
him.
Later.
Kill him.
Kill him. Right?
Unless he's still running home from it. There's no excuse to have it.
Dude,
I live in New Jersey.
There was, when I grew up wrestling, there was a kid that won a fourth place medal, which I don't think is a medal. Because there's no medal for it. There's no, like,
what
there's
color
gold,
is that?
Silver, bronze. It was like a shittier bronze.
It was brown.
Yeah.
Brown.
And he won it over the weekend and then wore it to school.
Aww.
The next week.
Like
his fourth
week?
Place medal.
Yeah, but that's a kid. This
yes,
was an adult.
But I'm saying that is comparably loserish.
Oh. How no, old? I don't think that's losers.
What was this, high school?
College.
No, it was like grammar school.
Oh,
wait, what's grammar school?
Elementary?
Yeah, elementary.
Dear Watson.
Come on. You don't know what grammar school is?
No,
like
what
grammar
grades
school.
Are grammar school?
First
six to
six?
Eight?
First
kindergarten,
six.
Do like 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'll give a pass to a grammar student.
No. That's
yes.
So gay.
No, that's a little kid.
That's participation.
He was probably excited, happened. You know, at his fourth place.
Yeah, fourth place?
Yeah, that's bad. I think if you see a kid with a fourth place trophy, you should be able to like wrestle
and stomp them out.
Yeah, and get that trophy.
For that trophy.
Yeah. If you win, and like same with the marathon runners, if you can out sprint them in like a random, they should be ready at all times if they're wearing that medal.
People say that about people who bring pro wrestling belts to shows. You should be able to hit them in the back of the head with a chair, pin them and take it.
Yeah, that should be a rule.
Oh, like if you slap someone in the face with a glove, you have to duel.
Yeah, except you can win their championship.
That's cool.
If you take a cop's gun.
That should be with everything.
Oh, you can take a cop's badge if you kill him?
Yeah. Okay. Then you're the sheriff now. You run these streets. That's how it happens. A lot of people don't know that. Most sheriffs are dead, are killed sheriffs. Yeah.
So if I kill like a post office worker, I have to pick up his route?
Yep. Afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it's like, man, I don't even look good in shorts.
I do.
Man, if I assault...
You got some good gams.
Thank you. Mm. I do. He's
I can
right.
see you in like an all brown FedEx outfit, dude.
Has your voice gotten deeper or have I not seen you in a while?
Who, me?
Yeah. Or you do have a cold?
I think I just haven't spoken to anybody today.
Oh. Yeah,
first
that
time
morning
using
voice.
The voice.
Yep,
at
that 5 morning
o'clock.
Voice. Yeah,
5
dude.
5 p.m. morning voice.
Morning voice will get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got a sultry morning voice.
Yeah, dude. My God.
You're sultry.
Sultry?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to make a little misty here this evening.
Yeah.
Next on W Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
WBAWLD.
This is BBC Radio.
Yeah. The other one.
You know what it stands for.
Yeah.
On FAGGIT.
You spelled that wrong.
I did on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you can't get in trouble if you spell the words wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And not, I'm kidding.
N-E-G.
N-E-Y-Y. That's right, right? I didn't go to grammar school, okay? Right. I have no grammar.
Oh, fuck. Let's do plugs.
Yeah, let's get plugs out of the way. Hit that music. Napoleon, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Check out the Instagram page. I got a link tree on there. Just added that. See all my clips, all my stand-up sets online. All the stuff I've been in.
Fantastic. Tristan?
Watch my podcast if you want to. Final Stop Podcast on YouTube, anywhere you can listen to or watch one. Come out if this is yet. I got comics to watch this Friday. Come say hi.
Absolutely.
Instagram, Tristan is a comedian.
Check it out. Hey, guys, if you're listening live this Friday evening, I will be at the Smod Castle in Red Bank, New Jersey area, doing Kevin Smith's Theater, premiering my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm. I'll be there along with the director and some of the cast. Free screening, free autographs, free photos. I think it's like a $10 ticket. If you're in the area, it's a cool little theater. Come hang out.
Oh, that's dope. That's awesome. IanFidance.com for all my dates. My special, December 3rd, Sunday, The Cutting Room, 2 shows, 7 and 9:30. It's over half sold out, so get those tickets now! Also, holy moly, guacamole. I am coming to Pittsburgh Improv, Louisville Comedy Club, Philly, Calgary, Seattle, Portland. It's all on the website, ianfidance.com. I'm coming to your town. Let's clown around. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Beanie with Jordan every Wednesday. Patreon.com/BeanieAndPod. And Zach, what can people do?
If you love the show, go to GasDigital.com, the new GasDigital. And use the promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the great shows on the network. You can also go to MerchEngine.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts.
Yes. And get a fucking Crack Amico.
Yeah, or get a Crack Amico shirt. As well as just, hey, if you listen to the show any other way, leave a positive comment or a review. It helps us out in the algorithm and helps more people see us. So thank you so much for watching the show. Thank you for wearing merch out to shows. And thank you for supporting me and Ian on the road. It really means a lot.
Very much appreciate it. Let's get back into the show. Napoleon, what's shaking?
Am I supposed to get headphones?
Yeah, right there, buddy.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, you know, it's not a big deal. You know, if you can hear us, it's up to you.
You took your AirPods out?
Yeah, I took my AirPods out.
Dude, I had a girl front row at a show, black, green hair, thick rim glasses, earbuds in, and I go, are you listening to something else? She goes, I have auditory issues, so I have to wear headphones when I'm in loud spaces. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like the jackpot of worst audience members ever. She's gonna be a whiny fucking bitch.
Was she?
Bro, best fucking chick ever.
Yeah, she was
down
just autistic.
With everything. Fucking loved all the naughty ha-has. Was such a cool fucking, rocked with everything. Dude, I've been having more like gay people and trans people coming out to shows and being like, thank you for making jokes about us and making us feel human. And it feels so cool, you know?
I get the opposite when I make jokes about them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What do they say?
They don't say thank you.
Oh, really? Well, I like include them. Yeah. You know, I'm not like, you freak.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like pointing them out like, look at the different one. You know? Yeah.
Why did you call me disgusting?
Yeah.
Thought you'd like it. Is that not your vibe?
No, but it's cool, man, having like these fucking kids coming out that are like all these like non-binary weirdos, and they're fucking loving all the jokes and being like being in on it, and I fucking dig that so much.
Yeah, don't take yourself too seriously.
You know? Yeah, I like that. I think there is a pushback with like younger queers that are tired of being treated like deities. Like, you can't make fun of these people, or they're so weak that they can't hear a joke. You know, I think they're like, one of them, a couple of them, like, thanks for making fun of us fags. And I was like, your words, my thoughts.
You're like, get out of my head, bud.
There was a comma in there, Ian. They were saying, thanks for making fun of us, fag.
You're just like, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's awesome, though.
I know, it's cool.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's Tushy. With over 100,000 five-star reviews, see why millions of pooping humans already love the Hello Tushy bidet. If you don't know what it is, you are going to love it. There's a 30-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty on this sucker, and it hooks right up to your toilet at home. As long as you've got running water, you can run it right through there, and it, you know, it shoots a little stream of water right in your booty hole, okay? It gets you feeling fresh. It gets you feeling clean. It is unmatched. Listen, once you start using a bidet, it's real hard to go back to dry paper. And I'll tell you this now. This is a Dave Smith saying when we've discussed this in the past. If you got shit on your arm, would you be happy if you just wiped it off with a napkin? No, you would want to use water. There is no fresher feeling. Sometimes you didn't even poop. You just want to spray some water up your asshole and feel a little bit better and get your day going. So stop wiping and start washing. Go to HelloTushy.com/guys and use our promo code guys at checkout for 10% off your first order. That's HelloTushy.com/guys for 10% off and have the cleanest asshole you've ever had in your life. That's good eating at HelloTushy.com/guys. I had to do a little babysitting over the weekend.
Oh, no. What happened?
Drunk party of eight.
No,
and one was.
Oh, and they don't have any security at that club,
dude. So little security. Very nice people. The whole group was nice. The lady walked into the showroom and just walked on stage.
No,
took the microphone.
No,
and started talking to people
from you.
No. Before the show started. So I go to the staff. I was like, "Is anyone gonna like tell her to be in her seat and not do that?" And they went, "No."
What?
I mean, you can't like get, because the night before.
You can't start it like that.
Was she like a fan, or was she like, no, just a fucking lady. Comedy show?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the night before, a guy tried to film my whole set.
What?
And he was going like this, and I saw him the whole time, and I went, don't do that. And yeah. He would stop, and then he would film again. And I had to go get somebody at the door and be like,
bro,
God, you need to have this guy delete it, because he filmed like my whole set.
What?
And then the guy, he goes, I was taking pictures. And I went, dude, come on. I saw your red light on the whole time.
Yeah.
And he said, what, I can't film some of your jokes?
What?
And then he actually said, well, I want to be a comedian and I'm studying.
No!
Is that nuts?
Study this knuckle sandwich!
So that's what I'd have said. I made two people.
He's watching that set back.
Yeah. Me performing for 18 people.
Yeah.
In upstate New York.
Wait, was he a fan, or was he just a...
No, just a dude.
Dude. Yo, remember how we were like, that's a great club?
No, it is. The crowds are really right. Good. There's just no, yeah. It's a ghost town up there.
Yeah.
They didn't have any like security.
They had the door guy down. Is a bigger dude. And I was like, dude, you got to tell him to delete it. I was like, yeah. I'm not going
Did
out there to do
it.
Yeah, I made him
good.
That it was off his phone.
That's fucking wild
behavior.
And then the next night, this lady got on stage. And I was like, is nobody going to address this? And they went, no. And then after the show, she got back on stage, and then she came up to me to tell how she was going to go to the open mic next week.
Dude.
She's already hosting, man.
She's already hosting, apparently.
Well, you leapfrogged
that. She's got chops. I'll fuck with her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Send
me your email.
That was that entire weekend.
Jesus
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Won't complain.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little lax as far as the rules.
Yeah, it's no good. I mean, like, I would understand if it was lax in the rules. They'd just be like, you could smoke in here.
Yeah.
Not like, it's a revolving barn door. Yeah.
Can anyone explain to me the fascination that drunk white women have with a microphone? Like, they've never seen
they
one.
They don't even need the microphone.
And it's mad. But the ones that get on stage and take a picture,
yeah,
like holding the mic, like Derek.
It's such pick me.
Well, they're always smiling when they do that, which I think is just not accurate.
Yes, like, of course.
Like, yeah. Like, the amount of moments I'm like this.
Yeah.
Zero times.
Yeah, I just don't get. But when
I think that's just general.
Yeah. I just don't get drunk white women. The second they see someone getting attention, they're like, I need a picture doing that.
Yeah.
It's competitive. I had somebody yelling out to me last night, like every end of the sentence he kept yelling, I have a joke about cookout. He kept yelling, cookout, cookout. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I'm from Atlanta. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Where was this?
This is in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg.
Mm.
And I God was like, she had walked in, her and a group of her friends
was a woman
to see the comic before me, right? Which was already at the end of the show. And I'm like, so you came in here, didn't buy a ticket, and now you're just fucking heckling. No type of awareness on them.
Is it the room we think it is?
Yeah.
Yep. I've had a few tough ones there as well.
Wait, yeah. What room? In Williamsburg. Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah. Dude,
that room is good at times, but, you know, this is a Sunday night show. This girl was like,
one night Kareem Green was on stage, and this girl kept going. And, like, she had to be physically cradled and carried out. And Kareem was like, that's white privilege. That is fucking white privilege. She's getting carried out. She goes, I'm a public defender.
Well, then, ma'am, I'll see you soon.
Jesus Christ. That's so fucking funny. But I'm a good one.
Who carried her out?
I mean, that place is.
I don't even think they got security. This is like another server carried around.
Yeah, I did that there. They had two rooms for a little while. If you remember, they had the railroad room too.
What?
Not the called the railroad. The style of room. It was a railroad room.
Wait, are we
talking about
in the Lower East Side?
In Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Oh, Lower East Side. Yeah.
Yeah, the second location.
Oh, I liked that.
That was
spot.
That long railroad room.
You get five people in there, and you're like, it's sold out. you know.
I seen you lose it on the lady in that room one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were talking about cancer. She was like, You were like, what? You were like, I guess you're the only person that dealt with cancer in this room. I was like, woof.
Yeah, I did
you
that.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
I loved that.
Wow, thank you.
I did there last night ever, I believe.
No way.
And it was the last night because the microphone broke during the MC set. The bartender came out to smoke a cigarette, and I'm looking through the window, and Nathan Orton's on with no microphone. And I go, why doesn't he have a microphone? And she goes, oh, it broke. I went, and you're not going to address that or fix it?
Yeah.
And she goes, no, we're going to shut down tomorrow anyway. And I was like, what? I'm like, you.
That's great.
She's like, this is the end of my shift. I'm not going to do it. I'm like, so I have to, and I had to do 35.
Because
it was like a headliner showcase.
Oh, no. I thought it was like a regular just showcase.
No, I had to do 35, and then there were people there that came to see me, so I didn't want to not go up. And I had to do 35 with no mic. And I just shredded my fucking voice.
Acapella.
I was furious. And then literally no one gave a shit. And then the next day, they stopped doing shows there. I think it was
because
the consensus. Yes. The consensus was it would be easier to stop doing comedy than make a microphone
work.
Then
fix the mic.
Yeah.
Or get a new one.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, sometimes it's just that easy.
Yeah.
Just be like, we can fix this, or just never do it again.
Dude, every New York Comedy Festival show that was at that venue always got canceled.
Is it weird that I feel like the New York Comedy Festival lineup this year is just every show that was going to happen anyway.
That's every year, I feel like.
I feel like there used to be more
with the exception of the big shows.
Yeah, it New York Comedy Festival, God bless it, but the only like legit, like, whoa, shows.
Like the theater shows.
Town Hall, Beacon, Comics to Watch, New York's Funniest. No, legit.
Yeah, very funny. Just being like, the whole fucking thing is a phony facade.
Anyone who
gets that is a bitch pussy.
No, what
anyway,
are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
Oh, all right. I'm giving you
they
flowers.
They don't even record your sets during that showcase.
No, but Napoleon's
funny
right.
Funny facade's it's Italian just comic, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just every show, they just slap that on. That's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, it's a stamp. That's what
and
it is.
If you do get a show that you like put in there, like, oh, this is a show I want to put in, it's like you're totally in charge of filling the audience.
Yeah, I did
that too.
I did a, we did a show, me, Peter Fowler, and Charles Engel, last night at The Stand. And it was fun, but it was just like, so goddamn stressful. Just
trying
to bring people. Luckily, we got like some of the marathon overflow of people just like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people just hanging out. One dude had a medal around his neck all day, like all night. But it was still the marathon day, so
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, but like.
That's still corny, but go ahead.
That's so funny because before you got here, I was like, I saw a guy today wearing his marathon medal.
Yeah, I walked in on that. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, you did? Oh.
If there's one thing black guys hate, it's big, gaudy jewelry.
Where's mine?
He's just mad it doesn't spin. No, there's a chick last night who, like, Peter Fowler is a very funny comic. And
yeah, Peter's funny.
He was on stage. There's just this terrible woman. I don't know who she came in with, but she's just a large, just fat goth woman. And
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Zach's like headphones blow off because his ears perk up so much.
Yeah, no, but like she was, he was doing a joke just being like, has anyone done mushrooms? And she was like, I love drugs.
Buh.
And he's like, what drug do you do? And she's like, heroin.
No.
And he's just,
she's fat?
No, that's what he said. He's like, I got 80.
What are they putting the needles? Pork chops?
No, the entire time. He's just like, I got 80 things I got to say to you right now, and you're not going to like any of them.
Yeah. She's been mixing Kool-Aid with her heroin.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm going to do coke after this. You made me do coke. And he's like, I hope there's fentanyl in it. And like some people in the crowd just went, whoa.
Yeah. She meant the soda.
Yeah.
She said you she's made me do coke.
Yeah. She didn't do coke. I don't know. I hope she's dead. But she is a terrible nuisance to my show, and I shushed her like a librarian. I went, shh. Yeah.
Damn. Dude, speaking of heroin, have you guys seen that documentary, Till Murder Do Us Part?
No.
It's pretty interesting on Netflix.
Tell us about it, Ian.
No, I feel like
I get it.
Well, I was about to explain it, but I realized that it's probably going to be super boring, but whatever. There was like a rich girl from Virginia hooked up against her parents' wishes with this German exchange student at her college, and her parents were like brutally murdered. Like, I had to fast forward the crime scene photos, kind of murder. Like, holy fuck.
Did they show like the actual?
Yeah. They showed the bodies and it's, woof.
They do that now?
Huh?
So they do that now on Netflix?
I have the trailer if you guys want.
Yeah, sure. To you, though. It's super interesting. The documentary has all these twists and turns, and check it out.
Yeah, I feel like usually I have to Google the crime scene photos after.
Yeah.
I love how we're here on the lawn.
It's a beautiful house.
That was hatred. Could you put it up slightly, Alex?
Yeah. Hatred, just anger.
The victims were Derek Hasem and his wife, Nancy.
Unter Tatverdacht nicht nur die Tochter des Paares, sondern auch deren Freund, ein deutscher Diplomatensohn, sein Name Jens Söhring.
The two of them were a horrible puzzle that fit together just right.
My parents died because Jens and I were obsessed with each other.
These were two lovers who had turned on each other.
One day they said it was Elizabeth.
She said, I've killed my parents.
The next day they said it was Jens.
He said that he had killed my parents.
You lied, didn't you?
And then they switched back again.
Your father didn't have any choice.
Jens acted of his own free will. He had a choice.
Police.
Yeah.
Do you know of any reason why this court should not now pronounce judgment in your case?
I'm innocent.
This has so many twists and turns. Oh my goodness.
So apparently he gave a false confession. He was so obsessed with her and like so in love. Like it was like this crazy romance. And he gave a false confession thinking that he was going to save her. Like, I'll take the blame for the murder and I'll protect you. And then she immediately was like, this dumb motherfucker, fuck him.
She was like,
he did it. She threw him under the bus. And because he thought he was going to get extradited to Germany, and then the longest sentence for murder there was like 5 years or some shit. So he's like, yeah, I'll just go to Germany, serve my time, and then we'll be in love again. And she just totally was like,
no,
this guy's a fucking knob. Fuck this.
Yeah, get this crowd out of here.
Yeah.
Look
at
my parents.
I feel like that's always how it goes.
Did he get extradited to Germany?
Bro, you got to watch it. It's pretty interesting. I'm watching, I'm like, dude, holy fuck. Thank God I didn't. And she was like the older minx that like just had him wrapped around her finger. This like really attractive, wealthy, like well-spoken. They would write love letters to each other. I'm like, dude, thank God I never like had that when I was younger. Cause I think I wanted like love so bad. If someone was like, we could be together if you murdered my family, I'd be like, okay, I'll go ahead and we'll be together forever. I believe everything you say, you dumb bitch. You know?
I've seen how in love you get, dude.
Yeah.
Within our friendship, you would have done that. Definitely for that Middle Eastern one.
Woo, boy!
Damn.
She almost made me turn the knife on myself, brother. Yeah. Oh, which I found out, she lives in Scopo's building.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. When he told me that, my heart sank. I almost had a fucking heart attack. And then he told me, he goes, yeah, now that you mention it, the police have shown up at the apartment a bunch of times. And I did see your boyfriend crying in the hallway. And I was like, yeah, she's a
That's like amazing.
Well, I feel like that's what happened.
She must be hot.
Oh, yeah. Very beautiful.
Brother. Oh, boy.
Wait, she's a solid 5, but boy, could she cook.
Yeah.
Quickest way
could,
to.
Oh, she could clean a bathroom.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I was thinking about the other day because I dated somebody for a long time that was like addicted to drama like that.
Yeah.
And I just think the rest of my life, when I haven't been with her,
mm-hmm.
I have never once been standing outside of a ladies' room
mm-hmm.
while people come out and go, that girl's in there crying, screaming about you.
Yeah.
About how much she hates you. It's never happened to me again.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I just thought that's what relationships were.
Well, that's the thing. If you get involved in that young enough, you're like, oh, this is just what it is, you know?
Dude, I had some bad one. Not like crazy terrible, just like in high school, just like, I would go on, it was the age of Tinder. So like, no one liked me at my school. So I'd go on Tinder. I had a
car. You were on Tinder in high school?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. They had like a section.
Did you lie about your age and say you were older?
No. They had sections for like under 18 and stuff like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Was teen Tinder?
Yeah. I don't know.
Tinder.
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 And I'm just looking for out Tinder? Of curiosity, anyone can log into that.
I mean, you have to.
You're sitting there in the AIDS part sweating.
Yeah. It just turns on your face camera and just takes a photo. You're like, no.
Delete.
2007, I put 87.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Whoopsies. I am not 14. Whoopsies. I guess I have to go with this.
Yeah. No, but like you just meet just weirdos, and like I had a car, I could drive. So
how old were you meeting up? And you were meeting up with older girls, or were you meeting up with girls your age?
Like some my age.
If you're driving, you're 16 at least.
Yeah. So I was like, 16,
dude, if I had like a 22-year-old, I think that was like the age. If I was like 16, and there was a 22-year-old chick who like worship me and I like worshiped her, you could get in a lot of fucking trouble.
Yeah, man. You know?
With your dumb, soft kid meetups? Brain.
Oh, yeah. I've had sex in my car. Yeah.
All right.
Yes! Whoa!
Woo! Dude, me and a... Me
you
and
roll the windows down afterwards?
Yeah, because it smells like a like loose lunch meat.
You didn't want to hotbox the situation?
No.
Dude,
I used to reliably bang my ex-girlfriend in a Mormon church parking lot by her house. Like,
reliably.
We couldn't bang in her place because her parents lived there, so we'd just be like, oh, we're going to the store. And just like pump one out in the Mormon church parking lot. I'd blow a load in the bushes, and we'd
oh
be like,
my God.
Store is closed.
Wow.
We're back.
But her legs weren't.
Yeah. Wah, swish.
Bowling.
So wait, and you would fuck in the parking lot or in the car?
We would start in the parking lot in the car, and then we would start in the car and then get out and like, I'd put her on the hood or whatever. Yeah. In the Mormon church park. I'm not going to Mormon heaven at all. Mm. I dumped enough batch in there to start a small river for ants.
Ian hopes heaven has more men.
Praying for his 72 incels.
Yeah, that's why you say it after. That's why you say it after you pray. Ah, man.
That's when he opens his eyes. Ah, man.
Ah, man. Ah, man. This really is heaven. No, you son, you passed out at the YMCA. Wake up now. You're in the locker room. You're dressed as a janitor. You don't work here.
Ian, you took communion and relapsed. It was regular grape juice.
He's like, I'm fucking wasted.
Do I still get to go under your robes? Yes. Yes.
Hola, amigos. Le está gustando mi podcast? That means, hello, friends. Are you liking my podcast? And I know that because we've been using our new friends at Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L, Babbel. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's a great way to learn a language. Listen, the best way to learn a language is through immersion, living where the language is spoken natively and using it every day. But that's not just possible for everybody. So what's the second best way to learn a language? Babbel. Because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. 1 in 5 people in America want to learn a second language. Well, now you can, especially if you have travel plans. The way Babbel works is it's not a game or an app on your phone where you're just going to play a silly game, okay? Babbel works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is actually designed for real conversations. All their tips and tools are for learning a new language that are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. So here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. All you got to do is go to babbel.com today /guys, and you're going to get 55% off. That's BABBEL.com/guys, GUYS, for 55% off today. Guys, if you want to learn a new language, Norwegian, French, German, Spanish, French, I can't think of many other languages because I'm not very smart, but you can learn them all at our friends at Babbel. Rules and restrictions may apply. Let's get back into the show. What, Ian, were you religious growing up?
Bro.
Super, right?
Yeah.
When'd you shake it?
I would go to school early on Tuesdays and Thursdays to get morning mass at 7:30 in the morning. Church every Sunday.
When did you shake it?
19, after my grandfather died, I was like, if a man can go through this, then there is no God.
Yep. What do you have?
Cancer.
Cancer, gay grandson. Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. Let's get to some news stories.
The cancer broke his brain, but
the Simpsons homes the Homer stop strangling Bart.
Gay son
Alex,
broke his
put this on. The Simpsons Homer stop strangling Bart. Can some you believe this?
Your homosexuality is worse than cancer.
Look at this.
Some call it a cancer.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
This is disgusting. The Simpsons needs to die.
He just got caught choking.
What has happened?
You know, I watched a recent one. It wasn't bad.
Really?
It's not bad. It's just not. Remember what we said before? It's not for us.
What does he do now?
Everyone's favorite Simpsons are when they were a certain age. Yeah.
And it's only available on Disney Plus. I'm not subscribing to that.
What does Homer do now instead of choke? Does he just take a knee and start talking to Bart?
I don't know, man. But the whole show, it's like, it is dramatically different.
Yeah.
But it's also been on for 30 fucking years.
Dude, that was my In like a camera, in a picture, my dad choked me and called it natural pose. And we did like the Homer and the Bart. You know, that was like an essential part of growing up.
That's just you being.
Instead of my dad holding my hand, he would just choke the back of my neck across the street.
I was a very, very annoying child, you know.
Yeah.
I have a Bart tattoo that says, eat my shorts, man. Like, remember? That sucks.
Yeah.
Eat my shorts. That was.
I remember his kid got kicked out of class one time for wearing that shirt,
like, really
in grammar school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a shirt that said eat my shorts, and none of us knew why it was a big deal to the teacher. We were like, what the fuck?
And wasn't it a better time back then?
Yeah, we didn't know. They're the ones that corrupted it. We watched someone get in trouble for it. I remember a kid ate chocolate through the middle of his fingers, got like in school suspension for that. We were like, what the fuck? He was like licking chocolate, and they were like, out of here.
And now they're all reciting Ice Spice lyrics. It's not good.
I remember, wasn't the
I
Bart
saw a little
Simpson...
trick-or-treat is reciting Ice Spice. Yeah.
No, really?
The other day, I was like, what the fuck?
How old were they?
So they had to be, I don't know, like 10-ish.
Dude, that's not gotta,
that's
okay.
Bad.
That's not okay.
You want to be, it's like, what do you want to be for your Halloween? Down bad? No. Yeah. No, I can't. I
no, they
be
weren't dressed up. They weren't dressed up like Ice Spice. They were just.
They were just singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when we were kids, kids were doing the I want to lick you from your head to your toe.
I was in high school when that was going on. I wasn't in like grade school.
I'm sure kids knew the words. That was like a big song.
Ours was my neck, my back, lick my pussy, and my crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was in middle school. That's right. For
me. Yeah. So kids were always singing dirty shit. That's what kids like.
Mm, maybe you're right.
It can't be that. I think we're over.
I need to turn my old man.
See, when
white
you don't
rage
know about
off.
It, when you don't know the actions, is whatever to recite the words.
Yeah.
As you're like a 37-year-old adult seeing like a 10-year-old singing some shit like, oh, I want to eat the booty like gross. You're like, what the? I remember being in the Chinese store seeing someone sing that. I was like, you guys are like, fuck.
Maybe
fire.
that yeah, because I remember like what was it? Maybe it was like, I'm trying to think of the song. Maybe it was like Genuine Pony when I was in like grade school. I didn't know what any of it meant, but we would like sing it. I thought it was about a horse, you know. But there's, how do you not know as a child, like when it's so
explicit? In like sixth grade when Back That Ass Up came out?
There was that one popular Next song. It was just about a girl dancing with him and getting an erection. That's the whole song is about that.
Feel a little poke. Coming through.
Yeah, like somebody was singing it yesterday. I was
girl,
like,
you know I can't help it.
Yeah.
Boy, you know that I felt it.
Yeah, like bro, they were singing this like the other day. I was at some place, they were doing karaoke, and I was just like, though, we like danced, we got active to this in like sixth grade.
Maybe as a kid, you just say the lyrics, you know, think deeper, and then as an adult.
No, bullshit,
like,
we
no.
knew. In eighth grade, we were all singing.
I did not know what that song was about.
In eighth grade,
kid.
We were all singing Use a Hoe.
That is true.
Yeah,
all knew the words to Use a Hoe.
All the chicks were into Kesha, and she.
But it's also catchy.
Yeah, Use a Hoe is fucking great.
Use a Hoe. Oh, that was catchy.
It was fucking great. Yeah,
that was something we could all come together and sing.
Maybe I'm just an old, out of touch man now, and it's okay for children to talk about the dangly thing in their throat.
in the back of their throat.
Yeah, the usual.
But there weren't songs called Wet Ass Pussy, right?
It's called WAP.
Nah, they also had Put It In My Mouth. I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think My Neck, My Back is a great example. I feel like I heard that song when I was in like, when I was maybe like 9 years old and
100%.
The girls around me were singing it and I was like, that's badass.
Did
cool.
it have any impact on you or the kids around you?
I mean, I feel like kids are like kind of hypersexual to begin with. It wasn't like sex wasn't already kind of on my mind, you know?
I think
it was kind of
curious,
like, it was cool to hear about it because you're like, nobody talks about it at that age.
The My Neck, My Back song was a bit on Lucky Louie. You remember?
Mm-mm.
So on Lucky Louie, they had the little daughter. So like, she had to be like six. And one of the cold open, when she's like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. And they're like, yay, Lucy. Are you ready for the show? Yes, Lucy. And then she puts my neck, and she's doing like ballerina dances to it, and Louie slams the radio off.
Oh, that's
my homeboy's daughter wrote on their family calendar in their kitchen.
Oh, no.
My pussy pink, my dude, my booty hole brown.
Yeah.
he took a picture and sent it to me. He was like, what the fuck? I was like, woof. I like couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, like Zach said, it's not for us.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just times have changed. I don't think it's an indictment of any culture whatsoever.
I need to work on not clutching my pearls as much.
And that, to be fair, that song I would just mention is just an accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's the modern milk lemonade.
Pussies are pink, booty holes are brown.
Yeah, get over it.
And if they're not, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
That's
the remix.
That's like Schoolhouse Rock shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I see your booty hole and it's not brown, I'm like, whoa, we got to call someone.
Yeah, your booty hole's pink. Your pussy's brown.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor.
Junction,
booty hole's pink.
Yeah.
How's it become a bill?
Brown.
Yeah, pussy's pink, my booty hole's brown.
Pussy pink, booty hole brown.
I'm like,
follow down
correct.
The colon, let's go on down. Let's learn about the body, 1, 2, 3. It's me and my girl, her name's Sweetie. Isn't that her name?
Wow.
Sweetie, Sweetie.
Whatever. She's spells it weird.
But that's not Sweetie's song, though. No.
Oh, okay. Well, who is it?
Is that Red? Yeah.
Yeah, Sexy Red.
Sexy Red.
Mm.
Pound Town.
So what is the official statement from
She's
The Simpsons?
She's, like, mad because people keep comparing her and saying she looks just like Young Thug in the face.
Oh, yeah.
She looks just like that.
Dude, it's as soon as you get one of those, you can never let it go.
No, you can't live that down.
Yeah, like the photo of like Ice Spice without makeup, and she's like, oh yeah, she has fetal alcohol syndrome.
That's somebody really? Said that. I didn't see a picture of her.
Oh, can you pop up? Whoa! That's
not spot on. Even the tattoos on the face.
Wow.
Yeah, that is very true.
Can you pop up Ice Spice without makeup?
Now I'm just going to think about Sexy Red doing like the famous photo of him like over what's-his-face's shoulders in the booth. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah.
When he's doing the, when he's like on, like,
the love. The guy's sitting there. Sorry, we're talking about the culture.
No problem. That was Gunna, right?
What?
That was Gunna in that.
Yeah, I think it was Gunna.
Wait, she looks what are you regular. Talking about? She's so cute.
You
got to
look at her profile.
Makeup.
Her profile.
What?
She looks regular, bro.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's a regular lady.
Maybe I'm just mad she's not answering my letters.
Did you see Twitter get furious at poor Maddie for being Ice Spice, Maddie Smith?
Who got mad at Maddie for that?
Twitter was fucking off on her.
Why?
And she admitted, like, she literally, like, she dressed up as, her friends told her not to go out like that, so she didn't.
It was funny, though. I
but
saw
it was adorable, and she did it, like, right. She,
wait,
and,
yeah, it was
in
accurate.
The most respectful way. She had the red wig, she had the outfit on.
The red lips around.
No, she remained white Maddie.
Yeah.
She didn't fuck it up.
I mean, she's already similar in complexion.
Yeah. That got passed around on Twitter hard.
What happened? Why were they upset?
Ice don't season they food. Girl, this ain't it.
Because it's a white person dressing like a black.
They know she's a jokester, right?
Yeah. I think people didn't realize it was somebody being funny.
Yeah,
but even so, you're allowed to dress up.
I saw that. I was like, "Oh, Maddie's she's a fucking trip."
But don't her followers know her from Wild and Out? Like,
no, but I think it got passed around without her name on it too. I think it went viral without the name.
Without people knowing it was her?
Yeah, I think it just got passed around.
Oh, people
just
saw it as a regular. Is she upset?
No, I didn't give a shit. Maddie's a fucking.
Maddie's a
thug,
bro. Maddie's a thug.
Yeah, Maddie's a fucking bad bitch.
She put the comment "room temperature spice," which I like.
That's
hilarious. She's very self-aware.
Lukewarm spice.
Yeah,
ice water.
Melting ice.
Rice spice.
Condensation on the glass.
Old Spice.
Yeah. Please put down a coaster.
But people were like furious, dude. The overreactions on Twitter to anything slightly racial on both sides have been fucking out of fucking control. People are so mad at me that I defended not fucking forever murdering that kid that beat up the teacher over the Switch.
Wait, what happened?
The kid that beat up the
over
extremely
his
mentally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the autistic kid.
Extremely, like, almost like.
He popped the trunk. He literally popped the trunk on that fucking teacher, dude.
He upped it on him?
Absolutely.
Dude,
wait, what does that mean, popped the trunk?
You
go to the trunk, it's like a metaphor, you take out the gun.
Yeah, it's like in an altercation, you pop a trunk.
Yeah,
again,
it was the video does not look good. I will admit, if you've only seen the video,
who lost?
The woman by miles.
Dude, the kid is like your size. The teacher's like me and Tristan's size, and he just wallops her.
He bulldozes her.
Yeah, and is on top and just like
ground and pounded her in the back of the head.
So what was your take?
Then you read his caretaker shit and like. He's got like the brain of a little kid.
Yeah.
He's Lenny.
Yeah, he's big Lenny.
So in the thing. So basically he's on some type of medication.
He's petting a switch.
He just petting a teacher pretty late.
Yeah. He's on a medication that made him gain 100 pounds. So he's like 3-something.
Right.
He's gonna truck her.
Oh, bro.
Here comes
this
lightning.
Is brutal.
Not ready.
No! No, turn it off, Alex.
Stomp the yard.
Baba baba. No.
She deserves it.
Yeah. No, turn it off.
Yeah, this is how The Blind Side should have ended.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why isn't someone going up and just kicking him in the head?
It took them forever to go grab him.
This is Smash Bros. For sure. And,
he was pissed about that game.
Super Smash Brothers.
He hits her one time, she goes like, bing, off the screen.
No, no, he hits her, and then she's like this so he can wind up.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing a downbeat. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, no, his bongos.
Wombo combo. Oh!
Starts throwing turtle shells at her.
So it's a bad look. But
yeah,
all the comments are, I would say, a lot racially charged.
No way. For the black kid beating up that white teacher?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's a little racially charged.
How'd
but
they
then
get
you
to
read
that?
His caretaker's like statement.
Yeah.
Is like, this kid, like,
should
there's
be
a
out
rest,
of the
like,
house.
So basically,
he
everyone
should be
failed.
Medically put down.
Every part of the system failed this kid. He got
of
taken
course.
Away from the family.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's,
what?
in a school where he shouldn't, where he's not really supervised the way he needs to be.
Yeah.
And then, but he's like, I think they keep calling it magical or fantastical thinking. What? Like he can't distinguish between fiction and reality.
Oh, no.
So it's to the point where the one thing that like stuck out to me, she was like, yeah, there's a restaurant we go to where there's a mural on the wall of hot peppers. And he won't go in that room in the restaurant because he thinks it's hell. And he won't get back out.
What was their proof? It's not.
I wonder if he was making point noises as he was hitting.
So did he think the teacher was a pepper? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
So he was apparently in a reward system where he was allowed to have his switch at lunchtime.
Oh, so okay. This is like Warren getting his ears touched and there's something about me.
And then another teacher let him have it, I guess, in study. Okay. But that teacher didn't know about it. Now, they had a list of rules for him about de-escalation.
Don't beat the fuck out of the teacher.
No, for how to deal with him.
Right. Oh,
and
okay.
One was literally, don't take the video game out of his hand, like Warren with the fucking earphones.
So she didn't know this.
And
was
she didn't know and was like, you're not allowed to have a fucking switch in class or whatever. And then turned her back on him.
Never turned your back on
him. Well, I saw a lot of people defending him, and they were like, well, that's what you get for taking someone's things. And it's like, yeah, but there's no excuse for that, though.
Well, if he doesn't have the mental capacity to understand the...
And the teacher that he beat up is not...
alive?
No, but she won't... She's not asking for a lighter sentence based on his mental health. Or his mental capacity.
Fully, she's still going full.
Wait,
how
well,
old
I can't
is
imagine
he?
She's very forgiving.
And he's getting charged as an adult. He's facing 30 years.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And like, I don't
for
know if that
did he hit her so hard she turned into him.
Yeah, they Freaky Friday'd.
But I was even because I said it the other day on Realized Podcast, and today I was still getting tweets
about what?
How do you defend this fucking mongoloid? Some worse words.
Mm.
You know, he could have killed her, and I'm like, yeah, he could have, but somebody like that—that's
wild.
What do you put him in? What is putting him in jail gonna solve?
Right. Yeah, he's just gonna get lost even more.
It's gonna be 100 times worse.
Yeah,
it's gonna amplify that.
Yeah,
well,
you gotta
knowing his background certainly changes the context of the situation, but still, like. That is brutal behavior. But he shouldn't be tried as an adult for 30 years.
In a situation like that, you got a kid that size and with those particular rules or...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You should not be yourself going into like... If you're having a problem with that kid, you got to like...
I think it is a series of miscommunications.
Totally.
Where he's been moved around so many times that I think his reputation may not precede him. So they don't. I think that lady maybe didn't know the capacity
right,
he was
course.
Operating on.
She was just acting innocently,
and
like,
be like,
"Oh,
hey,
this
you can't have that."
Rules, right?
You know,
yeah.
Not knowing,
thinking he would be sound, like a person of logic.
But now he's going to get even less care in prison.
Yeah, no, yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, like Lenny, he's got to be put out.
Do you know how old he was?
I think 16, 17, dude.
I want to say 15, 16. He's a big boy.
If anything, just put that guy in the military. You know?
I'm going to say put him on the D line.
Dude, front lines. Say, you see that Al Qaeda? They got.
I mean, that's basically Bobby Boucher.
Yeah.
Like, taking away his switches
basically taking
is
away
his
water.
Version of insulting water.
I was thinking this the other day, and I might want to try to turn it into a bit. Uh-huh. You know, like every actor, when they decide they're going to win an award, plays a handicapped person?
Yeah.
I realize that you got to do it. That can't be your first hit. Like, that can't be what you're known for immediately. Because there's certain actors that when I see them now, I'm like, are they retarded? Because the first thing I saw them at, so like Juliette Lewis, Giovanni Ribisi.
The other sister.
The other sister.
And then the guy that's Warren,
made me cry.
What made me think of it.
Wasn't she in Cape Fear before that? She was kind of slow in that too.
Yeah, she's a little slow. She looks a little retarded.
She was kind of slow in
Natural Born Killers.
She was definitely slow in that.
And a little slow in From Dusk Till Dawn.
To be honest, she might be a little retarded. But
in real life, she's
what made
cool.
me realize it is the kid that was Warren in Something About Mary, he plays Meatloaf in the VH1 documentary, series of Meatloaf.
You were a great Meatloaf, by
Thank
the
you.
Way.
And I was watching it, but I didn't realize it was him, and the whole time I couldn't shake... Do they not say that Meatloaf is retarded? Does Meatloaf have Down syndrome?
Yeah.
And no one talks about it?
Wait, or what
he
if
played
was...
Meatloaf in what?
It was like a VH1 like a life story of Meatloaf.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
wasn't he also in that rock and roll Tom Cruise movie also, the same guy, same actor?
You mean Rock of Ages?
Yeah.
I don't know who he was. I don't remember that. I don't remember him being in it.
All right, never mind.
Down Syndrome Meatloaf is very fun.
Yeah.
Just like the bat out of hell is that room with the hot peppers.
I would do anything for love, except give you my switch.
Yeah.
I'll do anything for Skittles.
Yeah. An extra chromosome
don't
in bed.
Don't touch my switch.
The album cover is him on a bike and stuff like that. Training wheels still on.
Like Debo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paradise by the Play School Light.
Yeah.
you took the crayons right out of my mouth.
That's the show. That's the one. Thank we got it.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you very much. I want to thank our wonderful guests, Napoleon Amell, and this fucking cutie right here, Tristan Bowling.
Hi.
Everybody in the booth, everybody here at Gas Digital, we love you. Please support these guys. They're very fucking funny comics, and they're real-life friends of ours. And on behalf of myself and Anand Fadance, this is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys.